B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
JetBlue is buying Spirit Airlines. I heard that, right? So that means they're going to improve their service. Like, there's not going to be any more, you know, things like...
Vegas, y'all. Unfortunately, we do not have a pilot for this flight, so we will be asking for volunteers. All you need is a valid driver's license and you are good to go. If at any certain point nobody wants to volunteer, we will be choosing a person at random. Also, you guys, both bathrooms are currently unavailable, but we did put Walmart trash bags under the seat, so if you have to go, they are there for your likings. At this time, we have locked all cabin doors, so no one's allowed out. Unfortunately, you guys, all the stewardesses are working from home virtually, so if you have any questions, please ask them right now, because when we get to 100 feet in the air, we will lose signal. Thank y'all for flying Spirit Airlines, and we would hope to see y'all in Vegas.
An exaggeration. Okay. Spirit's not that bad. It's not like their employees will fight a cut. Okay, well, maybe they will. I mean, but it's not like it'd be a male employee fighting a female customer. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait. It was. Oh, did you hear about that one?
Vaguely.
I don't know what the issue was. Oh, look up the video, Melissa. There's a female customer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she was getting very, she was very bold with getting in the gentleman's face. But at one point, they both got physical with each other. He wanted to fight a customer. So, and then you know what pissed me off even more? So then like a guy gets in there and they did the thing that guys do now, which is like, if you do this, it doesn't make you look tough. It's just you're going to do it to the wrong person and you're going to be snoring one day on the concrete. Guys will get in each other's face, right? Put their hands behind their back and then look to the side, basically challenging the other guy to punch him in the face. And in 2022, when you're going to have a dude who's 130 pounds but training in MMA, the last thing you want to do is do that to the wrong person. You want to be in the most defensive position ever. When you're face to face with someone, you don't put your hands on and act like you got a concrete jaw. Don't do that. But anyway, so here's the question. You're looking for the video, Melissa?
I still can't find it. Why can't I find it?
I'll send it to you. It's hilarious.
Because it's funny because we were talking about this off air and I was like, wait, I saw one a little while back of a guy that was, he was one of the baggage guys.
No.
He jumped off the conveyor and like.
Different one.
Yeah.
So here's, I just sent it to you. Check your text. So. Don't name the place. Even though I'm, you know, I doubt you work there anymore.
Oh, okay.
There's no way you work there anymore. If you do still work at the place, that's you get bonus points. But have you ever gotten into a physical altercation with a customer at your job?
Oh my
God. Bouncers don't call. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, you know, for example, you work at an airline. And you want to fight a customer. There's plenty of jobs people want to fight their customers, but you know, you don't because it's frowned upon. But have you...
You need a paycheck.
Yeah. But did you not care about that? 833-973-0969. And I can tell by Melissa's face right now, she's going to have a story.
Great story for you guys.
I feel like, wait. Let me use my psychic abilities. Did it happen? Oh. I don't know why I hear ding, 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 in the background.
It might have happened at a casino.
Really?
I won't say which one.
Okay.
You want me to tell it now?
Oh, this is a hold on to it. All right. We're talking about you getting physical with the customer at your job, like that Spirit employees guy. I just showed Melissa the video. What'd you think, Melissa?
I'm sorry, but no one should ever put their hands on anyone, male or female. But that dude calmed himself down as long as he could.
Yeah, she got all up in his face.
She hit him. She smacked him in the face.
And then he charged like a bull. Yeah.
Everyone, keep your hands to yourself.
And he was suspended. That's how bad Spirit needs employees right now. We're just going to suspend you and review the tape. And when this boils over in a couple of weeks, we'll reinstate you because we need people. Okay, so now Melissa's going to, but before we go to the phones, 833-973-0969, about the time you had to fight a customer at your job. Melissa has a story of something, and let me just set the scene for you.
Okay, here we go. No, it's a similar story to the Jeff Blue one, or the Spirit one, because it's like this, and I might have even told you this story before, but it's a situation where you can only take so much. You can only take so much. I'm not going to say where it was. However, which casino it was. It was at a casino. You can't not tell that part. So apparently there was a blackjack dealer who was, let's just say, getting verbally like attacked for a very long time by someone playing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel for any dealers at casinos because you're either on the highest of highs of people or on the lowest of lows. Like, if someone's losing pretty bad, you're probably getting a lot of crap from all over the place.
Right.
So, apparently, this one particular person was losing big time and was just berating and belittling this dealer for a very long time. It went on for, like, an hour, I heard. Like, and they were saying some nasty things, like, maybe even some slurs might have been involved, ooh, from what I heard.
Oh, okay.
It got to the point where this dealer got so angry that they didn't care about their job anymore. From what I heard, picture the visual. They're behind, you know, the little half table, and they're dealing. They just get tired of it, sick of it, shake their head, take off their badge, throw the badge on the table, and legit leaped over the table and pummeled the dude.
What?
So, listen, and I heard this from
so
a very
this guy lost
source.
All his money and then got his ass beat by the dealer.
Hey, you don't treat people with disrespect
worst day
and
at
not
a casino
expect
ever.
Repercussions.
And then gets kicked out.
An hour, though. I heard this dude was taking it for an hour. Like, nasty things. Like, listen, you can't be surprised when someone gets to a point where they're just not going to take it anymore.
By the way, can I just say, well, Melissa tells a casino story and she's like, I heard. It's not like the telephone game. She literally is probably, she either witnessed it and doesn't want to admit it, or it's one degree of separation.
I heard it from the next table.
Yeah. She just doesn't want to like admit she was there, or literally it was one of her friends who just came from seeing the thing happen.
Stop.
Brad, go ahead. What happened with you?
No, it was multiple times. Us tour guys, we get into fights all the time, whether it's from OUI people not happy about the police getting their car towed, or parking in parking lots that they're not supposed to, not paying bills. But all the time, we get into fights with people over vehicles, drop locations, everything.
What are you, like a repo type of guy, or just like you're talking about somebody's car broken down on the side of the road?
We do repos, we do trespass tows, which is you park illegally in a parking lot you ain't supposed to, we'll grab it. We do regular roadside service. I've gotten people that are drunk and didn't want to drive their car home, and next thing you know, can I get in the bed and go grab something out of my car? Yeah, whatever, be careful. They'll jump up there, grab something. Next thing you know, you look in the rearview mirror, they're pissing off, they're going pee on the back of the truck, all sorts of craziness, man.
Have you ever fought somebody, though?
Oh, all the time. All the time.
So what, do you just pummel them and then just take their car? Or like, you a big dude?
No. I'm just trained.
Oh, I see what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Now, what would you do? Somebody gets in your face, they put their hands behind their back, turn their head sideways, and said, hit me. Go ahead, hit me.
Well, that's the thing. In order for me not to lose my job, they have to at least push me. At least push me. That's all that I need.
That's beautiful.
So the second that they push me, I am legally able to defend myself.
He unleashes the dragon.
Physically push.
Nice.
The second they physically people will push you emotionally.
Ah, yes. But that's when you get in their face and you let them get a little physical with you, Pebbles, so you can unleash the years of training.
Don't tell me, because I'm a lover, not a fighter. Well, I'm neither.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.